Joining me now live on the South Shore's Midday Report, we have Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely, Christine. Good afternoon, and thanks for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. Glad to hear from you. And, of course, we made it. We finally got through Election Day. How did things fare in the city of Brockton? Pretty smooth operation or any glitches?
Yeah, no glitches whatsoever. Really smooth. The weather was with us, of course. And, you know, as someone that's run for office, I just want to thank everybody that took the time to go out and vote. And it was a good election across the board. And, you know, you always want to have a better turnout in terms of people actually going to the ballot box. But nonetheless, the elections department in the city of Brockton did a fantastic job.
And let me ask you another question, too. A new marketing campaign is being launched today with the city of Brockton. What's that all about, and what's the theme going to be?
Yeah, I mean, the title is Where Better Begins, Brockton. And it's really a collaboration. Since I've been mayor, I've been working diligently with Chris Cooney and the Chamber of Commerce, Metro South Chamber of Commerce, Bob Rivers, who's the CEO of Eastern Bank. He grew up in Stoughton. He's very familiar with Brockton. And so, you know, we've been brainstorming about treating Brockton as a business, right? We're in the people business. It's a $500 million annual budget. And so we're marketing, and it's showcasing what Brockton's about, the people, the places, the businesses. And we're doing an event tonight at Massasoit. I want to thank President Ray DePasquale for hosting. And, you know, it's a 2.5-minute video that's, you know, really showcasing the good things of Brockton and why people should come to Brockton, why investment should happen in Brockton. And it's a great place to live and work. So it starts tonight, and then it will be really sent out in the mainstream. So it's thank you for asking. It's a great question. We're really excited about it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, part of that, of course, letting people know all about the good things that happen at Brockton social media. What about Twitter? Do you see any changes coming to your Twitter account in the city of Brockton?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, you're reading about it, you're hearing about it. I mean, we do have Twitter. We do Instagram, a lot of Facebook. I think it's a wait-and-see approach. I know Dan McCready had asked about me about the same question in the past. And, you know, from my perspective, our IT director, Ted Medeiros, is kind of tracking it, and the CFO is tracking it in terms of cost. And but right now, you know, it's status quo in terms of how we utilize the platforms of social media.
And what about saluting your veterans? Of course, I know you salute them all year round, but, of course, Friday being Veterans Day, what events are planned in the City of Champions?
We started yesterday at the Council on Aging Senior Center. We had a wonderful veterans breakfast, fantastic turnout of dedicated men and women that have served. And then just this morning, I spoke to a government's class, civics class at Brockton High School for 2 hours, and then we went to the annual Veterans Assembly. And again, a lot of our Brockton Public School teachers are veterans. And, you know, it's culminating tomorrow night. Tomorrow afternoon, we're having a parade in Brockton. It actually kicks off at 10 a.m. at the War Memorial on West Elm Street. So, you know, I never served a day in my life, but I am so thrilled to be a U.S. citizen, and I am so respectful, and I honor all the veterans that have served or currently served or those that paid the ultimate sacrifice.
And, of course, I just want to ask you one more quick question about what's happening with, say, RSV, this virus in the city of Brockton, anything with monkeypox or COVID, any of those numbers, anything significant?
Well, in terms of COVID, our death count is an uptick of one additional person this week. So we're at 508 loss of life in the city of Brockton. COVID is definitely not gone. Within the last 24 hours, 13 new cases. Out of those 13, 10 of them are over 18 years of age. We've had 3 confirmed monkeypox cases. One is a resident of Brockton. The other 2 had ties to Brockton. So our Board of Health and Dr. Rick Herman, our medical consultant, are really tracking. We have a weekly call with the hospitals, again, the VA hospital, Signature, Brockton Hospital, and Good Sam. So it's all hands on deck right now. We want to have a healthy, safe community, and, you know, we're working with DPH to still get shots in the arms of people that want the vax and to get boosted. So we are definitely monitoring flu season as well, Christine, and, you know, giving out flu vaccines to our seniors. And, you know, we're going to continue to try to do what we can do to make it healthy and safe.
Well, that sounds great. Sounds like things look good in the city of Brockton. And again, that's the mayor, Robert Sullivan. We thank you so much for joining us today.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you. Be well.
You too. Thank you.